That's the one, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Valencia, V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A. Date of birth is 1-17-49. She was seen on the 13th, 8-13. Patient is a 76-year-old woman, married 48 years, lives with her daughter and her husband, who's still alive. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She was a MA for 29 years. She's originally from Colombia, period. I was asked to see the patient today to evaluate patient's nephrostomy tube that was placed on her about 8-6-2025. The family has lots and lots of questions about the nephrostomy and how to care for it at this time. A paragraph. In 2013, she had left-sided breast cancer, had left mastectomy, was on Arimidex for 5 years with chemotherapy. In 2024, had bleeding from her vaginal. She was seen in the emergency room with vaginal bleeding, diagnosed with stage 4 intracervical cancer, had 3 different chemotherapies, radiation, subsequent hysterectomy. Patient eventually was not able to tolerate the chemotherapy and because of metastatic in nature of the cancer with evidence of lung nodules and renal involvement, patient was placed on hospice. Because of the urethra involvement, patient is now has a nephrostomy tube that has been placed at least 3 times since 2024, period. Put in there, one of the chemotherapies she was on was Lenvima, L-E-N-V-I-N-A, which caused significant problems and subsequently was caused her to be on hospice. Put down the the nephrostomy tube has been replaced 3 times. Last time it was sutured in place along with Tagoderm dressing. At this time, the area is clean. There is urine present, clean, clear, yellow urine present in both nephrostomy bags, left greater than right, period. Patient has a history of hypertension, thyroid problems, COPD, has had significant weight loss, no pain issues at this time. She has comfort care available to her. Medications include metoprolol 50 milligram once a day, Synthroid 15 microgram, their Trilogen albuterol inhalers, allergy, codeine, and Keflex. Family history: mom died of bladder cancer, dad died of age 80 with myocardial infarction. On exam, 120 over 70, 106 pulse, O2 side 97%, heart positive, phone positive 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, nephrostomy tubes noted. The area in the back where the nephrostomy tube is inserted into the skin looks nice and clean. There's no evidence of dislodgement. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting but no edema. Assessment, end stage. This is a 76-year-old woman with history of left-sided breast cancer, now on hospice because of intracervical stage 4 cancer involving lungs as well as mesenteric, as well as urethra and kidneys. Patient has a nephrostomy tube in place, of course. The best way to care for that is to change the dressing every 5 days. We'll discuss this with our nurse. Keep the area nice and clean. Continue with Tagoderm. Look for signs of infection. Look for fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, change in mental status, and discolored or bloody urine. This was discussed with family at length. Next number, history of breast cancer. Next number, pain is controlled. Next number, malnutrition, protein, calorie malnutrition. Next was weight loss from 150 to 132 recently. Next number. Overall prognosis is poor. Next number, patient is no longer a candidate for chemo radiation. Next number, given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.